Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Donald Trump is only a few years younger than Joe Biden. Donald Trump has also not done any debates this whole primary season. He's going to be rusty. Usually that's just a problem for an incumbent.
Yeah, but you know, though, wait, but hold on a second, Jonathan. He did get Joan Rivers' vote. In fact, Joan Rivers told him specifically, he said, that she voted for him. So he's got that. I mean, she had passed a few years before, but still, he says he remembers Joan Rivers telling him personally that. And you take one gaffe after another. You take the World War II gaffe. He doesn't even know that World War II is over. He keeps thinking he's running against Barack Obama. He talks about how badly he beat Barack Obama in elections. He never ran against Barack Obama. We could go down the laundry list, but he is in an alternative reality much of the time. I mean, we joke about the sharks and the electric motors. A lot of that is just him delaying, using delay tactics, because sometimes he seems very forgetful up there on stage.
All right. Again, not going to buy it, Joe. People see the difference between Trump and Biden. You know, even Trump's mangled stuff is consistent with energy, with the stuff he did in 2016. He's funny. Biden is incoherent. Biden is the one that's freezing up. So we're told we shouldn't be speculating about any of this if we see a different Joe Biden come out of the box on Thursday night. I happen to think it is legitimate. Now, going wild and, you know, even for a joke saying cocaine or something like that. But it seems to me, obviously, there is something that on special occasions they're using with Joe Biden. And what does that tell us? Well, it tells us that day to day, he just cannot do what a president has to do. And there are a lot of powerful people in the White House who are very happy that they get a shot to have a free lane to exercise more power than they ever would have with a president who was actually in charge. All right, we're going to see tonight pretty clearly Bowman, the hip-hop congressman, maybe from the Bronx and maybe not, Dan. It doesn't even appear he's actually from the Bronx. You know, his district, her district, AOC might be, get defeated. He's going to be defeated soundly by any instinct, by any polling that we see out there. So he would be the first member of the squad, even though, you know, he is not the original Fab Four, to be defeated.
Well, can you be a male and be in the squad?
I thought
you had to be female.
I think they made he.
But there was requirements.
Yeah, he legitimately is in there. They've pretty much said that AOC is the decider. That's why she was there with
the arbiter of the squad.
Yes, she's the arbiter. She's the captain. So, the argument the media is trying to make is this progressive hold is losing attraction to people. I don't see it that way yet. I just think they have to be defeated every single day. I see them all over the place. here in Philadelphia, here in Pennsylvania, nationally. They've taken over the Democrat Party. They have Joe Biden do what they want. His platform is their platform. So are we seeing some, finally, revulsion at this? I mean, I see a middle school in New Jersey. We talked about this briefly yesterday. More detail out there now. Middle school. Teacher gives a test trying to distinguish terrorist groups. Palestinian Liberation Army, Shining Path, and ISIS. And he gives some of the things that ISIS has done, and you have to identify ISIS. The school apologizes because the Muslim educators group in Jersey has a fit that you were identifying ISIS as a terrorist group.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sure, middle school. And they go on this long thing, shouldn't have put that question in an exam, it's inflammatory. And I thought it was a pretty clever question. It wasn't just, are they a terrorist group? They were trying to distinguish all these terrorist groups. Which one has this lane of terrorism? And it's true. I mean, it's factual. The things they were charged with, that's what they're known for the most. So progressivism is not going to go, you know, it has spasms. It comes back. We see it again. We see it go downhill. You're going to continue to see this. But if Bowman loses tonight, which he will, you're going to start to hear their days are numbered. Their power is not quite that much there. All these races are local. Who knows in a particular congressional district why they're tired of this guy? He is very tiresome. All right, phone lines, though, are 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Keep your eye on what we're going to see tomorrow, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow with this. Supreme Court is going to come down probably in the next 2 days, tomorrow or Thursday, with the immunity case and also this case that we've talked about a little bit before that is wildly important. This is the case involving involving some of the January 6th people who got charged with ultimately with obstruction, even though not insurrection, and got 20 years in jail. It looks like the Supreme Court is going to be on the side of the plaintiffs in this. And if that happens, you're going to see that in the debate. The other one that I mentioned is this situation involving presidential immunity. The court's not going to say that Trump had total immunity, nor are they going to say he had no immunity. Watch for this to bleed into the debates, these two cases. One or both of them are going to come down. And I'm not sure. Depends on what the court says, who it cuts toward, who it's in favor of. But that's something that we'll see on Thursday. One way or the other, it'll play in there. Kathy sent me something interesting about President Trump. He should work into this, given the Snopes saying that, no, Trump never said very fine people, meaning neo-Nazis, white supremacists in Charlottesville. He ought to work in, say, there are a lot of fine people on both sides of this debate. Maybe not the CNN moderators and Joe Biden, but a lot of fine people on both sides. That would be cool. I don't know if he wants to attack the moderators right out of the box. I'm not thinking it's a bad idea to duke it out with a moderator, depending upon if they give you enough of an opening, if they go too far, either Dana Bash or Jake Tapper, particularly if you can draw them away from their shield of being a journalist and actually confront, that wouldn't be a bad moment at all. But what Trump has to do during this is be the more disciplined Trump that we've seen, not talk about himself as much, but policies that work for the average American and say, that's what I'm here for. And then launch into, for example, Joe, will you join me in saying we shouldn't tax the tips of people that are working service jobs and the like, anybody that's making a lot of their income off tips? Launch into that. Use that as the pivot to make the point you're talking about their lives, not going back to 2020. Jake Tapper dedicates a segment to Stormy Daniels, and Trump's penis.
Lots of books claim to be tell-alls, but they don't follow through. Stormy Daniels' new book about her life? It's not that book. Wow. She tells all. From the details of her career in porn to, yes, being in bed with the future president of the United States and even being able to pick certain parts of him out of a lineup and then being threatened to shut up about it. All these accounts are in there. CNN has an early copy. CNN's Sarah Seidner is live for us in Los Angeles. Obviously, President Trump denies ever having a relationship with that woman, Miss Daniels. But Sarah, some of the details here are very, not safe for work, but relevant to the legal troubles the president might find himself in.
Why is that always the Sarah woman, Dan? Today it was the drag show. She's always there with this. This seems to be her beat at CNN. All right.
Any salacious details, they go to her. Team.
Yeah, they go to her. So it'll be interesting to see if Trump works this into any back and forth with Jake Tapper. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Now, one of the things, one hint, the Biden, you will remember to say this, since we're close, two-year anniversary of the Dobbs decision, that if you vote for President Trump, you will get a national abortion ban. All right? That's one of the cornerstones on their side that they'll be putting in there. The other two cornerstones are any talk they can get about January 6th and any talk they can get about the 2020 election. Now, I think that Trump gets it, that less is more, any talk at all about the 2020 election. All right. There's an easy pivot point here. I'm here to talk about the American people. We've litigated that. Want to assure people that we have a great team in place, name the RNC co-chairs, and what we're doing this time around to make sure there won't be anything that we have to worry about or little of that. Okay? Dan, you tell me you have this Representative Susan DelBene.
Yeah, she's a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee chair, and she's already doing this abortion dance that you're predicting is going to happen.
Let's hear it.
It's the former president has taken a position which he's repeated over and over. He's been very on message, which is not necessarily the norm for him. When he says, look, yes, my Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade. However, we sent it back to the states. If you don't like the state you're in, you can move. Blue states can do what blue states want to do. Red states can do what red states want to do. Why is that not a valid position here?
Because that isn't the Republican position. The Republican position is to put in place a nationwide abortion ban, and they've been very clear about that. We've seen policy after policy after policy to take away reproductive rights, even in blue states, to prevent people from getting access, even in blue states. So this has been really devastating for women across the country, and we should be very clear. This is not just a state issue, and even this week, we're going to see in policy that comes on the floor with the defense funding bill, they're putting in policy riders to take away reproductive rights from service members. So over and over again, just see what they do. Their goal is a nationwide abortion ban.
All right. Now, a couple of things that Trump has been policy-wise incredibly disciplined in his own way and skillful at. One, no unending wars. We're not going to get involved. America first. We're not going to do that. Big change for the Republican Party. Two, ultimately, after some stumbles, I thought in the beginning, arriving at the idea, you're not going to nail me on this abortion stuff. I'm not going to go the way of Ron DeSantis. And the Republican platform this time around, we believe, will not be anything like this 6-week abortion ban, et cetera. We've been through this. And in the beginning, you had some pro-life people call or you had people nationally saying, no, this is a sellout. Now they get it. Trump is not going to say he favors a national abortion ban. He is going to say it went back to the states. 2-year anniversary, that's where it should be. That's what's happening. It hasn't been the handmaid's tale. It's an issue that, Joe, that you're just going to because you have nothing else. So I think he's worked out his policy masterfully on this, and there should be no doubt that this is not going to be a winner in the debate. The areas to worry about, and I think Trump learned from the debate the last time with Biden, we're not going to go back and relitigate 2020. This is not the place. between now and Election Day, it's got to be, I put the American people first. We're not going to have their lives diminished by illegal aliens and inflation. Look at my 4 years. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? As far as the January 6th thing, I'm hoping that this Supreme Court case, I'm willing to bet almost that it's going to break.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
On tomorrow or Thursday with these other defendants, and Trump has to be careful here and say that anybody that severely violated the law, they ought to be charged and tried in the manner that anybody else would. But there were a great number of people here that clearly were overcharged, and that Supreme Court case could be lurking there, and the Supreme Court is going to agree on that. All right, those are the couple of areas he has to worry about. Biden has to defend the chaos that he's created, the horrible economy, the illegal immigration stuff, the weakness around the world. Although, I don't think that's the centerpiece. Less is more. You know, in a debate, the folly I've seen too many times, people trying to cram too much stuff in. What you want to go after Biden on are these heart-wrenching stories involving illegal immigrants, murder, the rape of this 12-year-old, and what he's done to our economy, inflation. The stuff around the world and all that stuff, I don't think people are going to be out of their seats on that. Yeah, it's important in the grand scheme of things, but as far as Taiwan and the Chinese and all, people want to hear the difference between the two and what they want to assess. If they're leaning anywhere, which is hard, I don't know how a person can lean one way or another. You can't make up your mind. But if they are, and they haven't been paying attention, do they see Trump concerned policies, joyful warrior? If they do, that's a huge plus. With Biden, they're looking to see, is he the least little bit cogent? You know, the standing up for 90 minutes. So those are the challenges for both. And I think Trump gets it. He seems to be in a mode. And it's fine to answer the question and say the two are ganging up on you, you know, the two moderators. But don't dwell on that. Answer it in the way that you want. Make the point with the two of them and throw it back to Biden. I even like Sean Spicer's suggestion, Dan. I yield my time to President Biden. Maybe not right in the beginning. Joe, I'd like you to name every member of your cabinet to see what Biden would do. Dan, how many do you think he can come up with? Shot up or not?
Two.
Yeah, he might skip over Kamala Harris. My hope is he starts putting people in there that are deceased from 20 years ago. Then we'll see what the fact checker says. Yeah, I think he might. Does he know the commerce director? Does he know the defense person?
Even more, like give the guy's name and say what's the role.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The moderators might jump into the ring. If they do, then your chance says, hey, I've given my time. I don't know why you're jumping into the ring. It's a legitimate question that I have. I don't think he knows him, so I'm giving my time. Why are you jumping into the ring?
I think he knows five.
He knows five.
Yeah.
Okay.
VP Harris.
Right.
Secretary of State Blinken.
Right.
Treasury Yellen. I think she's constantly in his ear talking about economic issues. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin with the border stuff.
Yeah, and the fact that they couldn't find him for a week.
And then Merrick Garland with all the Hunter stuff.
Yeah, that's it. And well played. After that,
I don't think anybody.
If it's five.
Buttigieg, maybe? Cardona? I don't think so, no.
Yeah, if it's 5 out of 15, that's not so good.
Ask him to name his chief of staff.
Exactly. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Danny's gotten a couple of votes on YouTube that Joe of Exton ought to be on a stamp. Let's go to Joe here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, afternoon to you.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon to you. A person whose image should be honored on a stamp. My person is Mother Drexel. As a young lady, she decided to forego marriage and instead to dedicate her life to improving the life of young American Native Indians and of young people of color.
Good choice, Joe. As always, every time I hear Joe.
I ask him a trivia question.
Oh, okay. Well, tomorrow when he calls in. And Dan.
Do you know who founded Drexel University and how the relation to St. Catherine Drexel?
No.
Uncle.
Okay.
Yeah, Anthony Joseph Drexel was the founder of Drexel University and the uncle of St. Catherine.
Question I want to know is Joe of Exton going to be a Yankee Doodle Dandy and come to our July 3rd party over at Mulligan's?
He's got it.
Remember, July 3rd is the next. It's almost on us. Tomorrow will be a week away. July 4th at Mulligan's. Well, pre-July 4th. You're headed down the shore at all, thinking about it. It's a great way to celebrate. Get to see all the talk, the fun of this Dom Day. Dan, I just saw a couple more people out here today. I couldn't believe the turnout of people. There's nothing like it. It is a great fun thing. It's shared of all these things, and we'll have by that point we will have the debate, and we'll be still talking about that, I'm sure. You know, Fox has to change this headline, Dan, and not let this woman on. Death penalty not ruled out for migrant suspects. What do you mean it's not ruled out? What is wrong even with Texas? Look, I'm not saying I don't know if they did it or not yet. I know there's a lot of evidence, drones and everything else, cameras, right? But you mean to say if these two people, they might have ties to ISIS, the GOP's asking about, one with an ankle bracelet, they sexually assaulted her for hours, a 12-year-old, allegedly, then allegedly murdered her and just dumped her in a creek. You mean to say it's even a question in a place like Texas to have the death penalty? I have to say, I think the left has won on the death penalty. They so have encumbered the system. If that were put up for a vote in Philadelphia, I still think, Dan, it would be 50-50. You just have people against the death penalty. That's it. They won on that. No matter what the evidence is, no matter how severe the crime is. And you know my standard. I don't care about anything. You take the life under first-degree murder, I don't care whose life it is. I don't care was there suffering, not suffering. It's all immaterial. It's one thing. You took a life. You're not allowed to take a life. You end your life. That's what it comes down to. Why is this so difficult? Particularly given the evidence they have on these people. All right, 855-839-1210. So the GOP is requesting, do these migrants have any ties to ISIS? And, of course, the Biden administration is laughing at that, saying another preposterous scheme. We'll see. 537 is the Democrat lead at the rate of about 180 to 200 flipping every week. That's where it's been. That can happen on the first day of the Republican conference convention. Why is it important? You know, why is this important? Well, this guy, in addition to just what an activist when he's out there in the field, he's a strategist. I see people all over his Twitter talking about, yeah, let's do this, let's do that, Luzerne County here in Pennsylvania. It's a game of inches. And this election cycle is going to be a game of inches in Pennsylvania. And who wins Pennsylvania? I think Rich has said the same thing. I believe who wins Pennsylvania, I don't see any way that they're not going to be president. I mean, I see the road there. I don't buy Trump in Michigan. It could happen. Wisconsin is extremely close. Pennsylvania, though, is the dogfight of dogfights, and they know it. And that's why every vote counts here. That's why trips to places like Philadelphia are important. 25% of the vote. I don't even know if you need that in Philadelphia to go Republican. I think 23, somewhere along those lines. We'll be talking to a lot of people about that. And we should feel happy. This radio station is right in the center of that universe, second to none in Pennsylvania, which is the most important state in the end. So it's a burden of history, but it should be exciting if it's executed properly. We win the presidency, we turn the country around almost overnight. So 855-839-1210. Dan, I think the first place I'll go the next day might be Chestnut Hill. Just one place to go. It just rubs me the wrong way. Dr. Jill Biden comes into this insulated community. The Case family hosted her last night, telling people, what's the difference between Trump and Joe? They're both old, but Joe has more compassion, more good sense than Trump does. Yeah, you can buy that. You're insulated by your money, Case family, and Jill, and Carole King comes in to sing, of course. I like Carole King, but come on. I don't know what was on the playlist there. And $450,000 they go out with. By the way, Martina Navratilova, Dan, has re-stepped up big time and is in a ferocious battle on Twitter with a lot of men telling her she's transphobic. Now, she was not only one of the five best women's tennis players of all time, but I think was the first openly lesbian that I remember anyhow that was a big time star. And to go after her, where are these other female athletes? If a Serena Williams, Dan, jumped into the ring a little bit on this, Billie Jean King really doesn't. Billie Jean King's on the other side, it seems to be, which is just ludicrous. The Olympics coming up, we're going to see somebody who is transgender, some sort of thing there. And all you need is a tenth of a second in any of these competitions. And Dan, I still don't know how Riley Gaines, I'm looking at a picture of her and when she's been on, how in the world did she tie Leah Thomas? That must have been a superhuman effort.
Yeah, right.
Leah Thomas is not as tall as you, but it's just perfect build for a swimmer. 6'4", you know, and against Riley Gaines, tied. And then she doesn't get the trophy. That's the thing. They had to give it to Leah Thomas. It wouldn't have been right.
How is that possible? She's a 12-time All-American NCAA swimmer.
I didn't know that.
12 times? How many?
Different categories. Different things, yeah. Robert and Ben Salem, we didn't see him in Mulligan's. Check that absentee list. Hey, Robert. Welcome in.
I was absent a lot in school, too, Dom.
They were asking for you. You and Joe have exited.
Not only were they asking for you, Robert, they were wondering if you were there and you just weren't telling us.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
That's a common theme of Robert.
Yeah. You just took a shot at me for the Rand Paul event. How you guys doing today? And I'll be really quick before I get to my answer, but I really don't think CNN or Biden realize the peril they are in. We're talking about the peril that Trump is in going into the lion's den. But CNN, I have a feeling, don't be surprised if CNN and the Biden team regret having this debate. Just because truth is so much, I mean, and it's usually not on any one side like it is this time, you know? But the truth is just solidly on his side. And CNN, they're hypocrites. They are the emperor without clothes. And Trump is exactly the kind of guy that will tell them that they are naked. And sometimes that's all it takes, you know what I mean?
Well, I think I see the moments in the way that you're talking about there. And I told you, the only thing Trump has to navigate, and I think he's willing to do that after the last time, don't overdo it on Biden. Let him talk more. The more he talks, the more he does that. Don't let him get under your skin, calling you a loser, bankruptcy, and all the rest of it. Be generous toward Hunter Biden and say, I understand, massive problem. You know what I mean, Robert? You'll win in the
Absolutely.
End if you do that. He does not have to crush him here.
He also has quivers in his arrows if the moderators start to attack him. That's what I'm saying.
Well, the moderators, going after the moderators, I agree. That's solid.
Yeah, especially if they start trying to hinder him. But at any rate, I don't want to take too long. After listening to Dr. Jill Biden, I can't even say that without making a bodily function, I am going to go with a living American medical pioneer, and I would like to nominate Dr. Ben Carson to be on a stand.
Absolutely. And
you guys have a great day, all right?
Thank you very much. I nominate that Ben Carson will be joining us tomorrow at 1 o'clock, and he will. And at 2, Lee Zeldin, who had a dust-up, Dan, with Casey Hunt, I don't know if you saw it, on CNN when she just started laughing when he was giving a response about President Trump.
What is with this?
Casey Hunt is a big interview. And we have the commissioner of Philadelphia, Bethel. What a day to have him at 1 o'clock in studio on Thursday. The situation with this cop, et cetera. But the overall, you'll get to know him. We'll have calls, et cetera. It's going to be a big day in studio. Haven't seen much of the commissioner that extended on it. Hear great stuff about him. And we'll bring all that to you. Thanks with Dan. The thing I'm waiting for, though, Dan, the most is O'Reilly confirmed for Friday?
12:30.
O'Reilly on Friday, Dan. I'm just going to throw the ball to him, Dan. Step by step, break down the performance of the moderators. Oh, man.
I love it.
Make sure O'Reilly has a bib on when he's doing that. The drool will be just too much.
Better be careful. You might get another angry email from Tapper.
Oh, yeah, Jake Tapper. You know better than that. Yeah, we'll see. Right, feel free. You can call in on Friday is my response, whoever his source is.
Jake's available. He's able to come on whenever he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.